Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. This week, we're celebrating five winners of the first annual Senior Superlatives. The winner of the Miss or Mr. Congeniality Senior Superlative is Megan Curtis from Purchase College, State University of New York. Curtis had exemplary elocution in her segment about the human voice and sadness. She was able to verbally demonstrate her research, which engaged listeners across the nation.
Have you ever wondered why certain songs may sound sad? Most sad songs are written in the minor mode, which is primarily differentiated from the happy major mode by the third scale degree. In the minor mode, we call the third scale degree a minor third, and we hear the minor third as being particularly sad. But why is it sad? Where did this emotional association come from? My collaborator, Chamsha Barucha, and I recently examined whether there are any ecological links between the minor third and sadness outside of the domain of music. We looked for this link in the most obvious place, human vocal expressions of emotion. We had actresses record emotional vocalizations communicating anger, happiness, pleasantness, and sadness. The actresses said short phrases such as "let's go," "come here," and "okay." The pitch contour of speech is often thought of as the melody of speech, and we actually analyzed the pitch contour of speech as if it were a melody, using a musical system of pitch measurement to determine whether the patterns of pitch that are emotionally meaningful in music are used to communicate the same emotions in speech. We discovered that the actresses generally communicated sadness with the very same pitch pattern that's used to communicate sadness in music, the minor third. The sad vocalizations tended to sound like this: "Let's go," "come on," "okay." Thus, it appears that the minor third is used consistently to communicate sadness in speech and music. Our actresses were speakers of American English, so the next obvious step is to determine whether these correspondences exist across cultures.
That was Megan Curtis from Purchase College, State University of New York. To see an entire list of the Senior Superlative winners and hear any AM again, you can visit us online at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.